Okay, let's learn. We're up to Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud Zayin. Yud Zayin, Yud Zayin. Tachtis Hatzorfin. The Tachtis Hatzorfin Temeya. What's the Tachtis Hatzorfin? There's no picture. Let's see what the Rav says. Tzorfei Zovichasef, Yesh Tachteim Kli Shmoy Tachtis. The people who purify gold and silver, they have a utensil. Yesh tachteihem kli, they have tachteihem kli sheshmoy tachtis. They have a kli beneath them that's called a tachtis. That's called the name of the kli. Who also lost says besoichay grutoy shel kesef shel zov. They put inside of it pieces. Grutos means broken pieces. Broken piece of silver or gold. Greatest shel kesef shel zov. Avol shel nefachim ein osu lekabel, but avol shel nefachim ein osu lekabel. But so Smith is not mental. Okay, so we have over here, there's no picture. Is there a picture over here? Okay, there's no picture. I don't know why there's no picture. Maybe you didn't know what it is. Tachtis had surfing. Tachtis surfing means to me, it means the. Tachtis means, I don't know what it means, it's an imp utensil. Look what all it says in the Rav. I have nothing more than what the Rav says. The Rav says, the simon called surface, the people go and they purify gold and silver. Yesh tachtehem kli sheshmoy tachtis. They have beneath them a kli, a utensil that's called a tachtis. Okay, there's a utensil called a tachtis. So they put inside of it, it sounds like it's a storage utensil. They store their broken pieces of gold and silver. When you put into the kiln, into the furnace, gold and silver to purify the gold and silver, what do you put in? You put in their pieces of gold and silver. So where do you store the pieces? Pieces. So you have a special box.
Okay.
You have a box. I have a chest. I have a chest. In the chest, I store the gold and silver. This chest is called a tachtis. It's a clay kibble. It's makabel. It's a receptacle. It's used for storage. Okay. It's for storage. Okay. Who also lost the greatest shall kesser shall zav? Avul shall not fachem, but the ain also the makabel. The loy miyuchanam li yeshiva. But a napach is a smith. Now, what's a neveneshal napachin? A napach tohira. A napach also has this thing called a tachtis. Doesn't show any. I don't know what it is exactly. That's not explaining. But the tachtis of the napach
is tar.
Is tar tohira. It's not meant. It's not meant for. It's not meant to be a receptacle to store. It's not even meant to sit down. V'loy miyuchanam li yeshiva. It's not meant for sitting down either.
Okay.
So therefore it's tar. Next. Mashchezes sheyesh bo mashchezes.
Shal eitz.
Shemashchizen bo es hasakin. It's a sharpener. It's made from wood.
A knife sharpener.
Shemashchizen bo es hasakin. Vo'isin lo beis kibul shemen. And you make inside of this thing a beis kibul shemen. Sheyesh beis kibul shemen. You put oil. You have to have some lubrication. Some oil. They smear oil to sharpen it. Now we have a picture for that. 5:30. We have a picture on the other page. 5:30. Here you see over here this knife, and you have a piece of wood. So it's a very, very, very hard piece of wood. Indeed, they make this. You know, they make the. You see the picture, a piece of wood, and you see over here the knife. The knife is being sharpened against the piece of wood, and there's a little box. And in that little box, you fill up with oil, with shemen. And that shemen, the shemen is used as a lubricant to sharpen the knife. Okay, Neitel.
But where does he sharpen the knife?
On the wood, on the piece of wood, yeah. You're going to wonder, what do you mean? How can you use wood to sharpen a knife? The answer is, there's certain types of wood that are very, very hard. Chefs use this. You know about this?
Yes.
They're very expensive. They use the chop. They use the special
sharpening boards.
Yeah, sharpening boards. Wood sharpening boards. Yeah, they use it to cut meat. They use special types of wood. They're extremely hard.
Okay,
let's see the caption. Noitel ma'at shemen v'noisen al gabeitz. You take a little bit of oil, you put it into the wood. Lisayel v'hachlokas asakin al gabeitz. Let's say to the smooth the knife on the wood. Okay, mashchez eshel eitz shemachligin bo'al let's asakin mevim umeitivin esachidu deha. And you make its point sharp. K'moshemach likin hasifadim es hatar. Shemachlikin hasaparim. Es hatar. Saparim, what's a sapar means? A sapar means. Look at the caption. Mashchezes shel eitz. Shemachlikin alev hasasakin. Mashchezes is a sharpener shel eitz. Shemachlikin alev hasasakin. Umeitivin es achidudach. Shemachlikin hasaparim es hatar. Beretzu sar. Like the sap. What is a sapar? Saparim. Saparim es hatar. Beretzu sar. So over here, this thing over here, okay? This thing over here has a base kibble. You have a little box to hold the oil. And you take a little oil, you smear it on the board, and then you sharpen the knife. It assists in sharpening the knife. Yeah? So this is a knife sharpener, a special wooden knife sharpener. We make use of some of the oil in order to sharpen the knife, and therefore this thing is called a base kibble. A male that's going to be mekabel toma. Are you okay with me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So this is back to the. Let's see with the Rav. The Rav Mashchez Shel Eitz Shemashchizim Bo'es Asakim Yosel LaBeis Kibul Shem Shemashomer Shabos Hashem LaHashkes. Okay, next. The next thing is V'Shein Bo. So if it has a Sheish LaBeis Kibul Shem Tameh V'Shein Bo V'Shein Bo Shem Tohar. If it doesn't have a Beis Kibul Tohara, it's Tohara. Now 531. What's off 531? No, why is it 531? It's a mistake. No, 532. What's going on over here?
Oh no.
What's on no?
Wrong numbers on the wrong pictures.
V'she'ein ba'tar 531. It's already, that's the Pinchas. No, it has to be the wrong number. Let's go right.
Maybe it's this one. There's two pictures here, this one and this one.
No, it can't be. Okay, because that's Pinchas. That's the next case, Pinchas. It's 530. This is the case. This is the case. If it had a piece of wood that's used to sharpen the knife, it has a base cable.
We had 530 already.
No, so the numbers must be off. V'she'ein ba tar. Next, Pinchas. Next case. Pinchas sheyesh ba beis kibul shayva tamei. Pinchas is a board.
Yeah.
A board sheyesh ba beis kibul shayva, which has a receptacle of shava. Of shava. Right. Pinchas. Sheyesh babeis kibul shayva tamei, a pinkos, a board. Sheyesh babeis kibul shayva tamei, which has a beis kibul shayva tamei, which has shava, has oil, has of wax. Okay, shayva, and this tablet. Sheyesh babeis kibul shayva tamei, v'shein b'tov, does not have shava tamei, it's tahara. Okay, let's take a look over here at the Rav. Pinkos. Pinkos means a tablet. Pinchas shel shayva sheyesh lechenvini uleshulchani shekoysev olav becheret. A pinchas, a tablet sheyesh lechenvini uleshulchani shekoysev olav becheret. They write upon it. They write upon it. Sheyesh lechenvini uleshulchani shekoysev olav becheret. They write it with a cheret with a stylus. Stylus.
Okay.
Pinchas sheyesh ba beis kibul shayva tamei, it's tamei. Why? Because it has a beis kibul. V'she'ein lo ba'ein ba tohara, it's tohara. Okay, let's look at the caption. Who got this picture? Okay, we have here mishtach shayva, a spread of wax. Choreit b'shayva b'michtav, you go and you choreit, you etch.
What's going on? What?
Okay, mishtach shayva, a spread of wax. Choy b'shav b'miltav kli sheish b'chud b'rusha roish k'yayav v'yir, this tablet. Pinko sheish v'beis kibul meitz ha-mekabel ha-mekabel ha-shayva ha-reza kli kibul ha-mekabel tomas ha-mekabel tomas. All right. On the left side, you have a mishtach shayva. You have here a mishtach shayva, mishtach etcha shayva munachalav. Pinkos she'ein ba'beis kibbel shayva ein ba'kabel. Okay, so this picture, the second picture on the left side, there's no base kibbel. It's like cream cheese. This shayva is just a nice spread of cream cheese. There's no base. In this picture over here, there is a base kibble. So in the middle, the wax goes on the inside. In this example, there's no base kibble. There's just wood, smooth. And on top of the wood is smooth, like matzah and cream cheese. Oh. Just smear the cream cheese.
Do you have to say that?
Oh, you have matzah and cream cheese? This is the mishtach. This is the pinkos. Okay, so there's no base kibble. Right in the Mishnah. Okay, next part of the mission. Next part of the mission says the machzeles hakash, a mat of kash, ushif oiferes hakash. What is a mat of kash? A mat of kash is zanvois hashiboylim v'oisimihem machzeles. Zanvois hashiboylim v'oisimihem machzeles. We have here a the tail of stalks of wheat, and we make from these tails, we make from them mats. Ushefeferes hakash, who chol of yesh bebeis kibbel, and we have a tube of kash. Okay, so we have mats, a mat made from straw, and tubes made from straw. So the what's halacha, Rabbi Kiva is mitame. Why? Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri mitaher. Shimon says, "Av shel pakus kayotze bohem." Okay, see, that's why the numbers were off. See over here, no, here it is. Right, the numbers were off. Yes, if you look at picture 532. Okay, this is a very good picture. 532. This really shows you what it's about. This is called kash, zonav hashibolus, the stalk, a wheat stalk. Okay, so you have over here, you have a kash. Okay, you have a stalk, and you have here some wheat. Okay, there's a stalk
and
there's wheat. And here machzelas hakash shakola mikash v'chu yule midrash. So you have over here a mat that's made from straw, and it's ruyule midrash, and it's ruyule midrash to trample upon, to lie down upon. Okay. Then you have a stump. Then you have a tube. Yavit tube stoma milatame sosma milamato vasoisa kli kibble the af alpi is missing a space here. Shumikabalasmaoid, even though Shumishimikabalasmaoid ma'ad only holds a small amount. Hareshninu la'el ha'isa kli kibble mikomokom tame. So this kash, you stop it up, you put a stopper on the very, very bottom. So what could you probably put inside there? You can put inside over there nothing. You can put inside over there, you can just put a teeny, teeny amount of liquid, a teeny amount of water, a small, small amount, and therefore, it's the smallest clay kibble possible. It doesn't make a difference. It's going to makabel tuma. Okay, so that's machatzela sakash, a mat of kash, ushefefer sakash, a tube of kash. So Rabbi Akiva says it's metame. Rabbi Yochanan nui metaher. Now let's take a look over here at the Rav. Rav says kash. Zanvois hashiboy leviosim lechem machzot mevi mats. So Rabbi Yochanan shul kol kol leviosim lechem machzot mevi mats. Metame the afap. Even though we learned shekiblu maat to chotzan leel hoyis a kli kibul mikol makom tame. Komiflik yihavi davar ha'imed. Now, what's the machlokes? Komiflik. The machlokes says yihavi davar ha'imed iloy. Is it called a davar ha'imed? What do you mean a davar ha'imed? The ain tami el davar ha'imed me elof. Something which stands by itself. It has to stand by itself. Rabbi Kiva chashav lo davar ha'imed. Rabbi Yochanan menu chashav lo davar ha'imed. V'alach Rabbi Kiva. Okay, I never knew this principle. There's a new principle over here. The ain tami el davar ha'imed me elof. Something that stands by itself. Something that's independent.
So something that stands by itself is tamei?
That's the machlokes. I never heard of this principle before. This is a new principle for me.
Right.
There's something called that has to be oimed bifnei atzma. That's what the Rav says. We have a machlokes. That's the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva mitane. Rabbi Yochanan bur mitaher. And the reason Rabbi Akiva is mitane is because Rabbi Akiva holds.
Yeah.
The Tanan Lel, Rabbi Akiva says, It has to be which is oimed by itself.
Yeah.
It has to be dover that's oimed by itself. Okay, whatever that means. It has to stand by itself. It has to be something that's independent.
Okay.
Is this independent? That's the machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri mitar, Rabbi Shimon ben Shimon says, af shal pakuos kayotze b'chem. What's pakuos?
Why does Rabbi Shimon ben Uri say it's no good?
Because he holds that it's not a dover ha'oimed. It's not a dover ha'oimed b'fnei atzma. It has to be, that's to stand by itself. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says that it does not stand by itself, maybe it's no good. Okay, let's finish up, running out of time. Next, now, pakuos. What's pakuos? Pakuos is dolas, a melon. Look at picture 533 pakuos. Kayet sebochem givol hapikuos. Givol is the stalk hapikuos. Harehi kmeyakash. It's some type of leaf. I have no idea what this is. It's some type of herb. It's an herb. Okay. Givol hapikuos. Harehu kmeyakash. It's like shuaviyaf viaf bo nechel kuv Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yochanan menuri im osim imenu machtzelas. Or if you make it of a mat, or you shifai feres the kabel ba. Im yikabul tomas machloikas, you make out of this type of herb, a mat, or you make out of its stalk. Out of its stalk, you make a tube, or you go and you hollow it out and you put something inside of this makabul. Not this machloikas, that is a machloikas. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, so they argue. Rabbi Shimon ben Uri, they also, when it says Rabbi Shimon ben Uri, apakush kayotza, means they argue. The same way there is a machlokes in Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yochanan with regard to the zon of Hashibolas, there's a machlokes with regard to the bakuos as well.
Okay.
There's going to be a machlokes there as well. Av shel bakuos kayot sebohen. Next, machatzelas kodim v'shel chelaf. What's chelaf? Min esef. Okay, look at the Rav. The Rav says, "Chelav is menesef who ba'isim imenu chalofim u'machzolos v'karin boi ba'aravi chalfa." It's a type of grass. Chelav is a type of grass. V'isim imenu chalofim u'machzolos. They make from it chalofim. What's chalofim? What's a chalof? It's some type of mat. Chalofim. All these words you never heard before. A knife, but that's not what it means over here. You make out of this thing, it's a type of grass, or maybe chalof means a knife, maybe it's taka to make a knife, maybe it's very sharp, and you use it to cut things, I don't know. Chalof, that's what it means. So let's make mats, you call by Rabbi, called chalfa. Tohoira, mitumah sheretz. It's tame mitumah sheretz, means if it comes in contact, with the sheretz, it's tar, but, avlo mi mishka av moishav, shi mitame mishka av moishav, doraisa imeinu asuyi l'sachich, it's mitame mishka av moishav. If it's made as a chair or a mattress, so it's going to become an avatama. Let's see the caption. Picture 534. Machtzelas shel konim shel chalof tohara. Machtzelas asumi konim to its made from reeds. The harav kosta betamadava shehi pshute kliyetz. And the rav says, because it's pshute kliyetz, it's not a kabel tumah. The rav writes, betamadava shehi pshute kliyetz. It's pshute kliyetz. Even though it's fit for lying, one more time. Machatzeles hosuya mikonim, a mat that's made from reeds. Even though it's right for lying, you can use it as a mattress to lie down upon. Midras means stepping upon. Utahoira Perusha Tara Mishar Tumas. That Tais, the Sealed of Tumma, Lovely Fisha, Kolmash, Royal Midrash, Makabal Tumas, Midras, Hareza, Makabal Afshar Tumas, Midraban, Kivur, Beyunida, Pay Vapergva, Mishnah Gimel, Harashva, Harashva, Rosh, Perushu, Mishasin, Shosas, Marcellus, Lesichoch, Faschach. Okay, so therefore, basically, it's machlekes. We have to go into such detail, but basically, it's pshuti kliyeh. It's not mekabel tumah, and it's machlekes. Is it mekabel the tumas of midras? So some say yes, some say not. But one thing for sure, it's not mekabel tumas maga. If a sheretz touches it, it's not mekabel tumah. Okay, it's called pshuti kliyeh. So one more time, the words of the Mishnah, chelif. Chelif is a certain type of grass. Tzimine sefu, v'oisim imenu chalofil, machzolos, v'korin b'baravi chalofa. Torah, mitum asheretz, avalim v'shul moshav, shei mitum mitum tam v'shul moshav m'deraisa, imenu v'shul kalof, it's not made l'sachich. Okay, next. Shifayferes hakona, a tube. A tube that's made from a reed.
35, huh?
What?
This one?
Yeah. 535. Shifayferes hakona, Shechatocha that you call the Kabbalah to hire ad sheyotzi as kol ha kochai. Do you know what that word is? It's a new word. It's kedai to come today just to learn this new word kol kochai. Until you take out the moyach, the marrow. Just like this marrow in bones, this marrow inside of straw. If you have straw, inside of the straw there is marrow. Kochai. Hamoyach halavon shebesech hakone. It's the white moyach inside the kone. The koydim l'kein ein l'kone tuma afilu midivrei. Before you take this out, there's no tuma afilu midivrei. So over here, let's see a picture. So you see over here the kone. Picture 535. You have your kone, and you cut it open. And inside this white is that white stuff. This is called the kochai moyach halavon shebesech hakone. Then picture on the left is Ra kishayotzias kolam moyach shabaseich hakoneh. When you take it, all that white stuff inside the koneh ad lo imek until the depth harotzu loy, that's fitting. V'rak oz naseh shifaferes hakonekli. Then does this to become a utensil? So until you take out the moyach, it's not called a utensil. Until you take out the moyach, it's still just called a tube. Okay, so let's review the entire Mishnah. We did a very hard Mishnah, and that concludes Mishnah, the Perek Yudzayin. Let's chaz the Mishnah. The Mishnah bearing Yudzayin is tachtis hatsarfim. Tachtis is some type of a box. It's a box that's used by smiths, by gold and silver smiths. When they put into they store inside of this tachtis, they store pieces of gold and silver. Okay, so therefore it's a cleave. It's a cleave to Makabal Tumah. Tameya, the Shal Napach, and what's a Napach of a smith? A Napach, a smith, you don't store anything inside of these utensils. So Mela Tahir, it's not Makabal Tumah. Okay? Mashchezes, a sharpener. A wooden knife sharpener, they come in two different varieties. There is the more expensive model and there is the cheaper model. The more expensive model has a little cavity to store oil. So mashchezes shel yesh b'beis kibul shemen tmeya. V'she'ein ba, if it does not have this little cavity of oil, it's tahora, there's no kibul. Next, now we come to the tablets. There is a cheaper tablet and there is a more expensive. The more expensive models have a beis kibul. Pinkos, a tablet, sheyesh ba beis kibul shayva tmeya. V'she'ein ba, if it does not have it just smeared on like cream cheese on a piece of matzah, then it is tahora. Machatzela sakash, a mat made from kash, straw, ushifaferes hakash, a tube that's made from kash, you take out, you fill it up with something, it's a machlekes, Rabbi Kiva mitame, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri mitar. What's the machlekes, Rabbi Kiva Yochanan Nuri? What is the machlekes? The machlekes between the two depends upon what?
Stink.
If it's a dover ho'oi made bifnei atzmai. If it's dover ho'oi made bifnei atzmai, that's the machlekes, if it's makabel tumo or not. Rabbi Shimon says, Av shel pakuos kayotze bohem. Pakuos means a certain type of herb. a certain type of herb, so the machlokes, you make a mat made from this thing, is it a davar oimer b'fnei atzmai? According to one opinion, yes. According to one opinion, not. That's, the, he says the same machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Yochanan Nui applies also to the parkuos, is the same thing. Af parkuos kayotzei bohen. Next, machatzelas konim, a mat made from weeds, the shel chelef, or made from this grass called chelef. Tehoira is tehoira. A mat made from konim, a mat made from chelef is tehoira. Is tehoira because it's pshudik liyetz, and pshudik liyetz are not in the kabbal toma. Good. Shevaferes hakona, a tube made from a reed, shechatocha lekabbala, that was cut in order to be receptacle, tehoira. It's tehoira. Ad sheyotzi es kol ha-kochai, until you take it all of the moyach, until you take it all of the marrow inside of this tube. Okay, are we good with this? Should we do chazes again? Or are you good? It's clear.
It's
is it clear?
Whatever you want.
No, I'm ready. I'm done.
Good. Let's go.
Kovai ten mish perkit ches. Hashida beis shama. Hashida is a box. Okay, picture 536. So a beautiful box. See that? Three amas by one amma tall. Looks like the Aron with legs. Okay?
Doesn't actually. The Aron looked more square.
Aron was 2.5 by 1.5.
This is 3. This is more square.
3 and 1.
It's more rectangle.
More rectangle. Hashid the box, Beshamai, Oymer Shamai says, Nimdedes, Mibifnim, it's measured on the inside. Now, what are we measuring it for? Let's see over here. Let's see over here in the Rav. The Rav says, "Hashida." The time we learn before. Kliyet shemashamach shahamachzik arba msav balach. If it can hold 40 sov liquid, shehein kudayim biyavish, which is 2 sov biyavish, tahar is tar, it's tar. Right, so we learned this halach before, that if you can hold a certain amount of liquid, a certain amount of solids, it's tar, it's v'hainu amma. Now, what is the dimensions? What are the dimensions of 40 sov lach, which is 2 core of solids? Tar v'hainu amma al amma lam berum shalash amos. 1 amma by 1 amma berum shalash amos. So that's not the picture over here. Over here it's 1 amma. 1 amma by 1 amma berum by a height of 3 ammas. Okay, that's 1 arm by 1 arm. Oh, so yeah. It's 1 arm by 1 arm. Barum shalash amos. Okay, but normally the box is normally the other way around. I don't know why he's drawing the box like a rectangular box. 1 arm by 1 arm. Barum shalash amos. Basically, it's 1 by 1 by 3. In any way you want to make, any way you want to do it.
Good.
1 by 1 by 3. So if it has to have these dimensions in order for it to be so large that it's no longer demilasak, it's no longer metaltal, molei verekon, full and empty. So ashida be'sham ayimim nindedes mebifnim, it's measured on the inside. On the inside. 1 by 1 on the inside, ube'sil ayimim nindedes mebuchutz on the outside. Don't know the rab. V'tzanan le'el kol kli yisur v'chutz 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 v'chutz. How do we measure? We measure the hollow space on the inside. And we do not measure the thickness of the walls. We do not measure the thickness of the walls. We measure everything. We measure everything except for the thickness of the legs. We do not take into consideration the legs. What are the basbazim? Where's the basbazim in this picture? Okay. Okay, so we measure based on Nezim Luchotz. Whatever the bazim are. Okay, ulbaz shahu has zer, so it says what it is. The bazim is the zer. You see, that's the crown. That's the crown that goes around it. Shua zer shall have stuff on the edge. Lab Yoksu Moidim is af oivir. He says you measure everything. You measure af oivir regular. You measure the thickness of the legs. Also go into take into account. Uve halavaz. We measure also the crown. That's also taken into account to make the measurements. Lab Shimon b'Shimon Shimonim aim. Ragla gavoy tefach. If the legs are not 1 tefach tall, Moidim af ha'avir. Shabain regel of halach, and according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon makes a pshara. If the legs are less than one tefach, then you can measure also the space in between the legs as well. Okay, so let's see the caption. The caption over here is, we have the zer, okay, that's the zer, the crown. No, let's go on this page. According to the, we have the zer, the crown. That's levazin, the zer, misav, l'shida, l'shida, l'noi. Esnapach, hazer, we do not measure the ear space, the volume of the crown. V'gam loy es chalala the inside. Okay, in the bottom we have over here the beis shamay moedim es napach arboim asam bebefnim kloimar moedim es achlal hashir. We measure the hollow space of the box. Dem yesham 3 by 1 by 1 amos harei bo arbo. So we have 40 saw. Okay, the beis hillel moedim gam es hadfanus. We measure the walls. We shlam. We measure the walls and the shlam and bottom. Aval ein moedim es raglaim. We don't measure raglaim. But ein moedim es hazer. We don't measure the legs. We do not measure the crown. Okay, picture 537. After we measure the box on the outside, we combine the ear space of the crown, the snapach kol haraglaim, and the space of the legs. In yesh ben kulam 40 saw, ein hashida mikabel tuma. It's not mikabel tuma. Okay. B'miyesh ben kulam 40 saw ein hashido mekabel. You don't have between everything 40 saw. It's not mekabel tuma. Okay. Next page. Page 538. Mokem hachalal hu choyshev liatzmai ve'einoy mitzdarf l'shida. The hollow space on the bottom. Picture 538. Okay, so it's basically it. Let's go with the entire Mishnah. Hold the whole Mishnah. Okay, easy Mishnah. Okay, ready? Nachamol? Hashida, a box. We have a box. Machlokes. Beshanai oimim nimdedes mi befnim. We need a volume of 40 saw in order for it to be tar. 40 saw is 1 amma by 1 amma by 3 ammas. Where do you make this calculation? On the inside or on the outside? Well, you make the calculation. You include the crown. You include the legs. You include the hollow space under the legs. You include the thickness of the walls on the bottom. So Beshamai says nimdedes mi befnim. There must be a receptacle. Everything must be on the inside. Ubeis hiloy mimi takes a very lenient approach. Nimdedes mi befnim. You can measure everything on the outside. Moedim elav even the machlokes on the inside, the outside. She'ein oivei haraglaim. But even this hilah, it's very generous and allows you to calculate the thickness of the walls on the bottom, but you do not take any calculation the thickness of the legs. The oivei liz bezin nimdad, and the thickness of the crown is not included in the calculation. Rabbi Yosi says moedim beis hilal agrees she'oivei haraglaim the oivei liz bezin nimdad, that the thickness is measured. You do take into account the thickness of the raglayim and the thickness of the liz. Everyone agrees that can be taken into account. But according to Bessel, you do not measure the space, the hollows. You can take into account the legs. You can use this part of the calculation. But the hollow space in between the legs, that cannot be taken into a calculation. Rabbi Shimon Shizu Yomer, he says, well, it depends. Even that is subject to debate. It all depends that if it's less than a tefach, im choyu aglaim gvoyis tefach more than one tefach, then aim b'neim, then aim b'neim. The imlah, but if the space between them, if the space between the legs are less than one tefach from the ground, then we can also calculate the space in between the legs. Im choyu aglaim gvoyis tefach, aim b'neim b'neim. The imlah, then b'neim b'neim, then the space in between can indeed be measured. Okay? So very good, we did this Mishnah. So what time is now? We have to stop now. Okay, so we did that. We're up to Mishnah. Is the Mishnah clear?
Very.
Okay, so we did over here. How many Mishnahs? We did Perek Yud Zayin, 1, 2 Mishnahs.